If someone utters the words, bomb cyclone, I sit up and take notice. A bomb cyclone, also known as bombogenesis, is defined as a rapidly intensifying storm. That can happen when atmospheric pressure drops significantly, which is usually the result of warm and cold air masses overlapping, according to the National Ocean Service. Apparently, not everybody got the memo. If the meteorologists are quoted as saying, "This will be a storm for a generation," I think they mean business. As so much of the country is still digging out from Snowmageddon, I am still shaking my head about what folks missed. We had at least a week of advanced warnings. Absolutely, no excuses. How people handle, prepare and deal with a massive blizzard tells you a lot about them. Which are you? Hoaxers. These are the ones who think the weather forecasters just make up stuff for the fun of it. They're never right. It is never going to happen. Just exaggerating. Winter tires are just a scam to get more money from motorists. I believe these were the folks who found themselves stuck in the middle of the iced-up roads or in the ditch begging for assistance. Smarty pants. These are those who think they are more clever than the experts on how to handle an emergency. It won't stop me. I have four-wheel drive and know how to drive. I believe I saw some of those guys on the news, speeding along, passing other vehicles, only to be found down the road being towed. Diminishers. They say things like this. We had way worse than this back in my day. People today are just wimpy. It wouldn't keep me home. This is usually said by people from the warmth of their own homes while sipping a nice hot coffee. Complainers. Oh, they have a whole list. They really want someone to give them a personal road report. The statement, "all roads are closed," must be too general. Their street is the only one that really deserves priority plowing. Let's blame the media, the city, the county, the police and the hydro workers. Guilt trippers. Unfortunately, there are way too many of these types. They could be relatives or friends. Multiple days of watches and warnings for so many locations, and these characters pressure others to make the dangerous trek because they have all the food prepared. The gifts are waiting. They want company and do not want to be disappointed. This is not love. This is control. Rule followers. Thank goodness for that group of people who listen closely to the media reports and follow the suggestions. These are the reasonable ones who don't make things harder for the first responders because they stay off the roads and stay home as asked. The grown-ups of society who realize this rare weather event impacts thousands of people and not just them. This segment of society is actually grateful to the power companies, the snowplow drivers, the internet providers, the police, ambulance drivers, healthcare workers and delivery people. None of us will ever forget the Christmas of 2022. I know it caused a considerable amount of hassle, expense, fear and worry for so many. However, if you and yours remained relatively unscathed, consider this. If you were forced, by Mother Nature and her awesome power, to be kept home, hopefully with heat, food and companions for a few quiet days, maybe, just maybe, that was the true gift of the season.